You will hear an interview with a student called John Benton, who's just completed a 25-kilometre running race. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Today I'm with John Benton, who's just taken part in a 25-kilometre running race. John, you'd never run that distance before. What made you decide to enter the race?
Well, a few famous people had recently taken up running. One in particular ran twice the distance I did. That really impressed me. But what finally made me get my running shoes out was my mate's attitude. They reckoned I was far too lazy to complete any race at all, so I was determined to show them I could do it. Anyway, my dad's a keen runner, and once I decided to enter, he came along during my training runs as my running buddy, which was great.
So how much training did you do beforehand?
Well, I was pretty organised. First of all, I drew up a 12-week training plan and built in goals I thought would be manageable. Dad wondered if I was being overambitious time-wise, because I hadn't run for a while, but then I do play football, so I knew I was in reasonable shape. I was told I shouldn't push myself too hard without resting and recovering between training sessions, but I admit I didn't really listen to that advice.
I imagine the training was tough. Were there any problems?
Well, of course there were school mornings when the alarm went off really early and it was freezing outside, but I'd still look forward to getting myself out there. Getting back home again in time for the school bus caused problems, though, and when I got home from school, after 4 p.m, it was really too dark to run, but I still went. Anyway, at least after my training, I could still play computer games on the sofa as usual.
And did you follow a special diet?
Well, some runners do things like eat high-protein, high-carbohydrate diets, but I just tried to eat what I usually do, pretty healthily, apart from chocolates and chips, which I cut out, and I didn't miss them. Then about a week before the race, I started eating more carbohydrates, like pizza and pasta, to build up my energy levels. That worked fine, especially on the day of the race itself. I knew I had to start all that well before the race, though. It's too late to experiment on the day.
And what was the day of the race like?
Pretty exciting. There were loads of people there when we arrived, and even complete strangers were wishing me luck. Anyway, once we'd all set off, everyone was cheering us along the route and calling out the names of their friends. I actually spotted my mates holding up a sign with my name on. That really made me determined to finish the race.
So, did you have any strategies to help you keep going?
I had a finishing time in mind that I was aiming for, but once I'd started, the aim just became keep going and cross the finish line. Since I'd never done a race like that before, I didn't have a personal best to beat. I'd been told, too, that starting too fast is a mistake, that I should just relax and enjoy it, then speed up before the end, which did work. It's blocking out the voice in your head, telling you that you can't do it that's hardest. But I'd learnt to manage that by dealing with the race in stages and remembering my training.
So how did you feel when you finally crossed the line?
Well, I assumed my first thought would be that I'd never attempt anything so tough again. But I had such a feeling of achievement that I'd finished, and my dad looked so proud, waiting there with my friends. Although I was so exhausted, I barely registered it. but we did celebrate later, and I've already signed up for my next run.
I'm sure. Congratulations, John. Today I'm with John Benton, who's just taken part in a 25-kilometre running race. John, you'd never run that distance before. What made you decide to enter the race?
Well, a few famous people had recently taken up running. One in particular ran twice the distance I did. That really impressed me. But what finally made me get my running shoes out was my mate's attitude. They reckoned I was far too lazy to complete any race at all, so I was determined to show them I could do it. Anyway, my dad's a keen runner, and once I decided to enter, he came along during my training runs as my running buddy, which was great.
So how much training did you do beforehand?
Well, I was pretty organised. First of all, I drew up a 12-week training plan and built in goals I thought would be manageable. Dad wondered if I was being overambitious time-wise, because I hadn't run for a while, but then I do play football, so I knew I was in reasonable shape. I was told I shouldn't push myself too hard without resting and recovering between training sessions, but I admit I didn't really listen to that advice.
I imagine the training was tough. Were there any problems?
Well, of course there were school mornings when the alarm went off really early and it was freezing outside, but I'd still look forward to getting myself out there. Getting back home again in time for the school bus caused problems, though, and when I got home from school, after 4 p.m, it was really too dark to run, but I still went. Anyway, at least after my training, I could still play computer games on the sofa as usual.
And did you follow a special diet?
Well, some runners do things like eat high-protein, high-carbohydrate diets, but I just tried to eat what I usually do, pretty healthily, apart from chocolates and chips, which I cut out, and I didn't miss them. Then about a week before the race, I started eating more carbohydrates, like pizza and pasta, to build up my energy levels. That worked fine, especially on the day of the race itself. I knew I had to start all that well before the race, though. It's too late to experiment on the day.
And what was the day of the race like?
Pretty exciting. There were loads of people there when we arrived, and even complete strangers were wishing me luck. Anyway, once we'd all set off, everyone was cheering us along the route and calling out the names of their friends. I actually spotted my mates holding up a sign with my name on. That really made me determined to finish the race.
So, did you have any strategies to help you keep going?
I had a finishing time in mind that I was aiming for, but once I'd started, the aim just became keep going and cross the finish line. Since I'd never done a race like that before, I didn't have a personal best to beat. I'd been told too that starting too fast is a mistake, that I should just relax and enjoy it, then speed up before the end, which did work. It's blocking out the voice in your head telling you that you can't do it that's hardest. But I'd learnt to manage that by dealing with the race in stages and remembering my training.
So how did you feel when you finally crossed the line?
Well, I assumed my first thought would be that I'd never attempt anything so tough again. But I had such a feeling of achievement that I'd finished. And my dad looked so proud, waiting there with my friends. Although I was so exhausted, I barely registered it. But we did celebrate later, and I've already signed up for my next run.
I'm sure. Congratulations, John.
That's the end of part 4.